really the great inspiration of Sheikh Issa was the explication of the six themes of meditation, in which he defined three levels of phenomena and two modes, active and passive. And then in each of those fields could describe divine qualities, human qualities, virtues, vices, and so much, so many more things. There are active themes and there are passive themes. All of the odd-numbered themes are passive. The even numbers are active. And the contrast between theme one and two is that theme one is perfection. And it's a hard perfection. It's the quality of a diamond. And theme two is action. It's the quality of decisiveness. And in three and four, three is passive and is the quality of peace. And four is active and it's the quality of mercy. Then in theme five and theme six, which have to do with the divine nature, theme five is the divine perfection. Only the divine is perfect. And in theme six, it's the divine subjectivity. All are part of the same unity. Those six qualities are explicated in terms of art, in terms of history, in terms of the divine qualities that appear in each of these segments. And the point of these, the use of these, the purpose of these, is that the traveler can use these as transitional tools and as points of meditation. They're called the themes of meditation. Mm-hmm. To use between the usual distracted consciousness one has throughout life, while moving into the focused concentration of the principal part of the method, which is, of course, the invocation of the divine name, the Dhikr Allah. Those tools, those six themes, which provide insight and reference to divine qualities, are very valuable tools for making that transition.
So I'm hearing here that with these six themes of meditation, we have qualities that you discussed here, that you spoke about, the divine qualities and even spiritual ones. What's the difference between the two? In other words, it almost sounds like there's a divine side of this and there's a human side. How do the two relate in the context of the six themes of meditation and in the context of the invocation of the Supreme Name?
Because there's a divine quality and a human analog. Much as there's a divine quality of beauty, and there's a human quality of virtue. And it's that kind of resonance that occurs up and down the chain of creation.
And how do we use this? Because you always hinted, at the fact that this can be used in our lives, but then also specifically in the context of the invocation of the Supreme Name. How do we use the themes of meditation?
Because the use of the themes of meditation allows us to focus on, recall, and to some degree steep ourselves in these divine qualities, which we then can look around and find everywhere in existence if we keep our eyes open. So it brings these qualities, which seem to be conceptual, directly into our experience so that we can taste them. It is often said that Sufism is about tasting. All mysticism is about tasting.
Beautiful.
This is a way to taste.
Experiential knowing.
Experiential knowing.
That's very beautiful.
That's a good description of tasting.
Yeah.
It's experiential knowing.
I've heard Sheikh Hussein say that Sheikh Abu Bakr Martin Lings once very beautifully stated that the themes of meditation should be used all the time, except when you're invoking the Supreme Name.
That's right.
Can you speak more about that?
That's right. Because in our practice, the invocation of the divine name doesn't need any help. It doesn't need any activities to go with it, and is in and of itself sufficient. Mm. The themes of meditation can introduce that or motivate that, and I think Sheikh Issa used both terms. Mm. But they're not to be carried into the invocation, which is about invoking the name of God and only about invoking the name of God. Sheikh Issa also described it this way, that as you dive into the great ocean of the invocation, the last thing you see on the surface is the themes.
That's beautiful.
That's his formulation.
Like, that's a beautiful image. That image resonates a lot with me. And what I like about it is that it reminds me of a title of one of Sheikh Issa's texts in some interesting way. The text is called, or is entitled, Presence mm-hmm. and Making Present.
Being present and making present.
Yes, yes. And so there's something about what you just said in regards to contemplating the themes mm-hmm. of meditation, in regards to making ourselves present for the presence in the name.
Yes, indeed.
And then, being present with the name in the invocation.
Exactly. The invocation of the divine name, which we call the Dhikr Allah in Islam, the invocation of Allah, is the principal practice of our tariqah and of Sufism, or at least of our kind, our branch of Sufism. This is consistent with the principal practice of other religions and their mysticisms, including the Nimbutsu in Buddhism, the Jesus prayer in Christianity, and the Japa Yoga. It's about focusing on the divine name and letting that be your spiritual practice. And the invocation is also called it is called Dhikr Allah, which means the remembrance of God, which is what one wants to do in principle without ceasing. Much as it says in the Bible, one should pray without ceasing. This is a characteristic mystical method across all traditions. This one is ours. It's the Dhikr Allah.
So how does the invocation work then in regards to, our path is the path of the invocation, of the name. So I sit down, perhaps a few times a day, and I invoke the supreme name. How does that help me?
Well, if you're paying attention to your practice, it will become richer, and you will find that you know as much about the spaces between the pronunciations of the name, which is the silence from which all things spring, which is the presence of God Himself. Getting to know that process is what one gets out of the invocation, if I can be so crass about it.
That's very beautiful. It's almost as if when we invoke the name, our mind is participating in God's revelation of Himself.
Yes.
As presence.
Yes.
So the mind focuses on that, but behind and beyond and encompassing that process is really the divine presence, as such.
Well said, exactly.
And that's the heart.
Exactly.
And that's the heart. So I can see how the name and the invocation of the name integrates this process.
Yes, it's always the name invoked in the heart, and yes, you put it all together beautifully. Mm-hmm.